Is this the world-renowned Tom Joyner?
You make me feel so good.
And, you know, I was just telling somebody about Tom Joyner cruises. I can't go on those as president, but who knows?
Hey.
I'll sneak on one of those when I'm done.
April 2nd. You got time.
You know what? All I'd be doing is taking selfies the whole time on that.
Ain't nothing wrong with some selfies. I take a lot of them. I'm here to tell you. Ain't nothing wrong with them.
No, that's right. And then the folks don't know how to work the camera. They're like,
Yeah.
I didn't get a good one. You know? I wasn't smiling enough.
I need to put my glasses on. Take my glasses off.
Oh, boy. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Your homegirl, Sybil Wilkes, is on the line.
Good morning.
You know what? The only reason I called was so I could talk to Sybil.
You're just
the middleman.
Jay is off sick, so another Southsider is on the line this morning. Damon Williams from the South Side of Chicago.
Oh, man. You got big stars on the show today, huh?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
And before we get into it and get people fired up, which they already are, to go vote and make sure that Trump doesn't get in office, I got a favor to ask.
Go ahead.
I got to come on, man. I got to come on, man. Now, Mr. President, I know you've made your plans for when this is all over with.
Right.
And you got your house there in Washington, and I don't know if you've decided where your library is going to be.
There's a big buildup here. Come on, Tom. What you got, man?
All right. I would like for you and Michelle to move back to the South Side of Chicago, because if anybody can make Chicago better and on the South Side, is where you started as a community organizer. The South Side of Chicago needs you. Hillary Clinton can't do it. Rahm Emanuel can't do it. It's getting worse and worse every weekend. It gets worse and worse and worse with all this senseless violence. If you move back to the South Side of Chicago and put your library there, come on, man. We could do something.
Listen, Tom, let me tell you. First of all, the library is going to be there right in Jackson Park.
All right.
And yes. So that's already decided.
Good.
The site's already selected. So it's going to be in Jackson Park. And we can't move back to Chicago until Sasha finishes school because, you know, all the sacrifices Malia and Sasha have made for me, I want to make sure that, you know, they have some stability until they graduate. So that's about 2.5 years. But we're going to begin right away with programming to do everything we can to work with everybody on the South Side, West Side, out in the suburbs to really crack down on this violence and give people hope. So this is something that we care deeply about. In fact, I had a meeting today on My Brother's Keeper, you know, the initiative we've started to make sure that boys of color and young men of color have opportunity. And, you know, we're going to start having conversations with the schools, with the police, with others to find out how we can best contribute to this. Because, no, you're right. Look, it breaks my heart. And what we know is that what's happening in Chicago to some degree is unique to other big cities around the country. I mean, if New York can keep its murder rate at a historic low, if L.A. can do it, if most major cities have not seen these huge spikes, then there's something that we've got to do. There's a code that we have to crack. And as you know, Tom, when you fly into Chicago, if you're downtown or north side or even near south side, you don't see any of this. I mean,
the city's never looked
more beautiful and never looked more prosperous. And so this is happening just in a few square miles to primarily young African-Americans. And we got to hug them and love them and give them something that they're not getting right now. So I thought you were going to ask me for a favor. All you're doing is just telling me that you're going to be working with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll move my studios to the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
I will do that.
Yeah, but we're gonna make a big investment in this because, as I said before, if this isn't happening in Compton, if it's not happening in Harlem, then there's no reason why it should be happening on the South Side. and no reason it should be happening on the west side. And the key is just making sure that we have a collective effort, because there's not going to be a single silver bullet. Some of it is the gangs in Chicago are so splintered up now that there's no authority. And, you know, it's just like every kid on a corner has a gun, has a weapon. So mm-hmm. Some of it has to do with the fact that, you know, a lot of kids still don't have anything to do other than hanging out or being involved in the drug trade. And, you know, we have to fill that vacuum. We have to fill that void. And we've seen programs that work, but we've just got to double down and we got to apply it. And frankly, we also need more police. You know, when you look at New York City, they've got a lot more police per person in New York City than they do in Chicago. And just having a presence out there, but a positive presence, one that is engaged with the community as opposed to just sitting in a squad car and then coming in after the fact, that can make a difference as well. So you and me and a whole bunch of other people, we've got to really focus on that. But that's no favor.
We're talking to the President of the United States, President Barack Obama. And when we come back at the top of the hour, we're going to get this vote out for Hillary Clinton. Coming up on the TJMS.